If we can substitute the focus side, then we can connect more clearly to inspiration, have more energy and less deterrence, right?
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Fear does not motivate. It's not an inspired. It does not inspire you. It actually drains you of your energy. It actually creates resistance, voids, and shortages. It deters you from what you're doing. But why then, if I'm afraid, right, if I use that as a quote-unquote motivator, why then is that the reason or the catalyst for me to get things done? Because what fear does is it doesn't motivate, it focuses you. Think about it. That's what the ego provides fear for, to focus you, right? Naturally, instinctually, it focuses you. I put my hand on a stove, you don't think about pulling it off, right? Your ego tells you, pull it off. And then your ego continually tells you, do not touch something that's hot. I am afraid of that. What has it done? It has allowed you to subconsciously and unconsciously have an extreme focus on making sure you're protected. Ouch. So what do we have to do consciously to raise our vibration in order to substitute the natural being that we've been given, the natural subconscious and unconscious being of the ego, to motivate ourselves other than fear to stay focused? That's all we have to do. If we can substitute the focus side, then we can connect more clearly to inspiration, have more energy and less deterrence, right? So how do we do that? Well, I believe that we can stay focused through consistent, persistent behavior, right? If we can control the five senses and the meaning that we give everything that we see, touch, feel, eat, etc., and we do it every single day, eventually it'll get into our neural pathways and create new neural pathways or habits or disciplines within the subconscious, which then will shift our unconscious, activating and deactivating our personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, and our energy to go and allow us to stay focused. Now, I can tell all of you right now to follow me, and you know, I'll test this. You know, this is how hard it is to overcome the natural fear focus relationship. Everybody in here follows me, I assume, right? At David Meltzer on Instagram. Just try sending me some communication. I was gonna do thumbs up, but Instagram, if you keep sending me thumbs up every day, it thinks you're a bot, so it'll kick you off of me. That doesn't help me. So just send me, you know, your favorite logo, your favorite thing you're thinking of, just something that takes about 0.1 seconds to send me. See how many days in a row you can send it to me before you forget. That's the ego. That's the fear. There's no, right? Once the fear runs out, you, right? So what we want to do is capture and create, don't cross your arms, discipline through consistent behavior. Watch how hard it is to get over your ego to substitute discipline action from fear. Right? Now people would confuse motivation. Let me give you an example. Confuse motivation. If I told Dave, right, to motivate, and this is fear-based, because it's a scarce loss, how it works. If I told Dave, you know, hey, I really want to inspire you, can you try to send me a DM every day for as many days in a row as you can? Right? He'll forget. And he'll say, well, you know, I'm working on, then I'll say start over again, but eventually he'll do it. Everyone has varying degrees of where they are on the spectrum of potential, but eventually he'll do it. Now this is where fear, or fear as a motivator, confuses people. If I told Dave, if you don't send me a DM every single day for the next 21 days, you're fired. Now people say, oh, that's gonna motivate Dave. No, it's not. It's not gonna inspire him. It's not gonna motivate him. What it's gonna do is focus him. It's gonna drain him. It's gonna drain him because that fear is a drain on his economy, on his inspired economy, and it's going to detract from actually encouraging him and motivating him and raising his vibration. It'll actually lower his vibration, and now he's basically dwelling in the ego, and which is where he doesn't want to live, right? It'll take him off his trajectory and create a resistant void and shortage because he's so afraid of missing that date and losing his job. We can create something else through motivation and inspiration, right? By using, hey, David, I'd be so thankful if you could create a different way to be focused. I have a way to do it for you, man. And it's going to change your life. It's going to elevate your vibration constantly so that someday you can be so aware that you can buy a stock and make us all $1 billion, or empower other people to empower other people to be happy, or do something with huge impact. Right? I'm using inspiration. I'm using pursuit of potential. Right? I'm using all of these things to motivate. This is all feeding him energy. In fact, when I started talking about it, I felt a vibrational rise from the group of people when we start talking about inspired things and telling story about inspired people and inspired things. But everybody, when I said to Dave, hey man, if you don't DM me for 21 straight days, you're fired, it's sunk. It's just a natural feeling. Right? It's just like telling somebody, right? You give meaning to everything you see. You're great, man. You look great. I am so excited that you made it here, blah, 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 compared to you suck. Right? Go ahead. Talk to water itself. Go ahead. Talk to water. Watch the movie called Blink. You know? Go ahead. People think I'm crazy when I talk about it. I know the physics of the universe. I know quantum physics, metaphysics, and the energy of the universe. I promise you, if you take the clearest water, put it into a Petri dish, and every day just tell it it sucks, you hate it, it sucks, it will turn brown. If you tell it you love it and how beautiful it is, it will stay pristine clear. Proven. People may not believe it, they may not see it, but do it for yourself if you don't believe it. You want to live in inspiration, want to elevate your vibration consciously, then you have to have the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. But you have to be aware and realize that you give meaning to everything that you see. And the meaning that we give is only affected by the five senses that we have. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.